Proverbs chapter 7.
My son, pay close attention and don't forget what I tell you to do. Obey me and you will live. Let my instructions be your greatest treasure. Keep them at your fingertips and write them in your mind.
Let wisdom be your sister, and may common sense your closest friend. They will protect you from the flattering words of someone else's wife.
From the window of my house, I once happened to see some foolish young men. It was late in the evening, sometime after dark. One of these young men turned the corner and was walking by the house of an unfaithful wife. She was dressed fancy, like a woman of the street, with only one thing in mind. She was one of those women who are loud and restless and never stay at home, who walk street after street, waiting to trap a man. She grabbed him and kissed him, and with no sense of shame, she said,
"I had to offer a sacrifice, and there is enough meat left over for a feast. So I came looking for you, and here you are. The sheets on my bed are bright-coloured cloth from Egypt, and I have covered it with perfume made of myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Let's go there and make love all night. My husband is travelling, and he's far away. He took a lot of money along, and he won't be back home before the middle of the month."
And so she tricked him with all of her sweet talk and her flattery. Right away he followed her like an ox on the way to be slaughtered, or like a fool on the way to be punished and killed with arrows. He was no more than a bird rushing into a trap without knowing it would cost him his life. My son, pay close attention to what I have said. Don't even think about that kind of woman, or let yourself be misled by someone like her. Such a woman has caused the downfall and destruction of a lot of men. Her house is a one-way street, leading straight down to the world of the dead.